good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. The high school basketball season is winding down. There's only 1 week left in the regular season. My guest on the show this morning is Bracken County Lady Bears basketball coach Troy Archibald. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back with that interview right after this message.
Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're joined now with Bracken County Lady Bears basketball coach Troy Archibald. And Troy, thanks for making some time with us.
Yeah, appreciate it, Travis. Thanks for having me.
You guys, Troy, right now sit 13-12. We're recording this interview on Wednesday. Winners of four in a row and starting to round out into form here in the last week and a half of the season.
Yeah, we didn't start off too well. We've been struggling putting four quarters together. But I think here lately we've been doing a much better job of playing a full game, you know, putting four quarters together. It all started when we played Montgomery County at home. We played them within 10 points. And since then, we've been playing pretty good basketball.
I've talked with coaches, whether it's Mesa County coaches or the visiting coaches, these last 2-3 weeks of the season, I know it's really hard to get your teams to kind of lock in and stay focused with the district coming up. And you know, January is a long month, and then February, you just kind of hit a wall there where girls and boys, you just get tired, some injuries. And as human nature, sometimes our attention span kind of, we just focus on something else.
That's for sure. You know, now we got softball kicking off, and I got a lot of softball players as well. You know, we're just staying focused, though. Still practicing 2.5 hours a day. You know, we've had 3 games last week. We got 3 games this week. Mentally, I think we're where we need to be. We're just excited to get things going and see where we end up.
You guys won the district last year, so I know, again, had high aspirations this season. Still have those goals out in front of you, but have lofty expectations here in the next couple weeks to achieve some more things down the road.
Right. We played Mason County early in the season, and they got us. They beat us at home, beat us by 11. Then Augusta also, they beat us at Bracken, but we turned around, beat them in the All-A. St. Pat, you know, St. Pat, they're kind of down right now. You know, we're looking forward to playing either Mason or Augusta. You know, we'll see how the second game turns out with either one of those. We just got to stay focused, I think, man. Right now, you know, we're playing 2 8th graders quite a bit. You know, Kylie Lippert, she's a girl that came back. She played volleyball a lot. She quit basketball for 2 years, and then she came back her senior year. She's really helped us here lately in a lot of our games. Nicole, you know, she's been fighting an ankle injury from last year that's still giving her problems. She's finally getting better with that. She's still, you know, playing with some pain, but she's tough, and she's going to do what's best for the team. Ella Johnson, Brianna Bauer has really stepped up. She's got 7 double-doubles this year. You know, she can handle the ball. She can score at all 3 levels. You know, Ella Johnson's Ella Johnson. You know what you get when she steps on the court. We're excited to get to the district and see how it turns out.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned Nicole, obviously an outstanding player and, you know, first-team all-region player. Everybody knows about her game. And, you know, I think teams have started to guard her, double-team her, or whatnot. But, you know, you mentioned Brianna Bauer there, 10.8 points a game. That's a girl I was going to point to. And, of course, Ella, you know, committed to Kent State softball, and I admire her for continuing to play basketball when she's going to play D1 softball, because a lot of kids today would just say, hey, I'm going to focus on softball. I don't want to risk an injury or whatnot, but, you know, her playing for her school and you know, playing for you shows what kind of kid she is.
Right. Ella's a great kid, great athlete. We're excited that, you know, that she played with us this whole year. You know, I asked her, you know, when she signed with Kent State, was she going to be allowed to continue to play? And actually, she said that her coaches told her that they wanted her to continue to play basketball. So, you know, that's great that her college coaches wanted her to continue to do with something that she enjoyed doing. Without Ella, you know, then you're going to be able to guard Nicole and Bree a lot better. But, you know, Brianna Bauer has really stepped up this year from last year.
Yeah, just kind of recapping your season here a little bit, Troy. You lost to Augusta. Of course, that's back on December the 15th, 44-36. But then got them in the Class A. You beat them 41-33. And then I watched the championship there against Nicholas County. You lost 71-67, but that was one of the better games I've seen this year. And quite honestly, no disrespect to the boys' game afterwards, the girls' game was an outstanding game, a heavyweight fight down to the wire, true road game for your girls. But that was a heck of a game. You hated to see either team lose, but that was an outstanding basketball game there. You guys just fell a little short there in overtime to Nicholas County.
Yeah, you know, we knew going into the Class A, you know, Augusta wasn't going to be an easy win for us. Every time we play Augusta, it seems to be a problem, or it's always a close game. Either way, you know, Coach Kelch has done a great job with them this year. But then when we got to Nicholas County, we knew what we was up against, you know, on their home gym. You know, Coach Letcher, he's been an outstanding coach for several years. You know, they got Maggie Simons. If we just hit a few free throws, we win that game.
Yeah, Nicole had an outstanding game in that one, 31 points in Simons. I think they showed, you know, just how good they are. But again, I know Simons would score, then Nicole would go down and hit a big shot. And just, it was just one of those games that I was on the edge of my seat waiting for, you know, somebody to make a big play. And that atmosphere was awesome for those girls to experience that, and they deserve that moment as well.
Right. I don't know how many people I had reach out and talk about. That's probably one of the better games they've seen all year, boys or girls. Both of those teams, they just put everything out there. When the game was over, I don't think any girl on either team had anything left. But I was glad to see Coach Letcher win. You know, he advanced well in the All-A state. You know, I just wish it could have been us.
You guys, Troy, right now got several games left and play Harrison County coming up there Thursday night, so we won't know the outcome of that game. But then Brossard, Walton Verona, Newcath, and Fleming, and then you have St. Patrick in the district. But really challenging yourself, you know, Brossard every year strong. Walton Verona made the All-A state tournament. Newcath's a power. And then Fleming County's having a nice year, maybe the favorite. So, you know, really four games coming up next week to challenge your girls before the district tournament.
Right. That's kind of how I wanted to schedule the year out. You know, we want to play tough competition before the district. Last year we went and played Notre Dame before the district. They beat us pretty bad, but I think overall it really helped us get prepared for the district, and we was able to come and win that. I don't know much about Walton Verona other than what you know, and about winning their Class A. Bishop Brosser, you know, Coach Brown always does a great job with them. Newcastle, I mean, they're a pretty solid team as well. And Fleming County, like you said, they got us earlier at Lewis County Christmas tournament. So we got some tough games coming up, but I think win or lose, it's going to prepare us for the district, and that's what we're all playing for.
How big is confidence? You kind of mentioned you guys played Montgomery within 10, 58-48 there on January 29th. And Montgomery, by most people, they've pegged them the second best team in the region the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And if Clark County hadn't been in the region, Montgomery would have been the best team. But how big is confidence? You know, I know in boys or girls, but specifically girls, and you know, just playing close with somebody and building that confidence and then picking up wins. You know, how big is that moving down the stretch?
I think for girls, that's huge. For girls, we wasn't ranked as high as what we would like to have been, and deservingly so. We didn't perform and play to our, you know, our potential like we should have. I think we might have been ranked 8th when we played Montgomery County, maybe even 9th, I'm not sure. But to play them within 10, one time I think we was down 4 in the fourth quarter, and a turnover here, turnover there, and the outcome of that game could have been totally different. So as far as confidence, man, I think that's a huge confidence booster for our program. And I was tickled to death, you know, just play within 10 of Montgomery County. I mean, that just lets our team know that we can compete with, you know, some of the best teams out there.
We've kind of talked about Nicole and Brianna Bauer and then Ella Johnson, but talk about some of your other girls who have stepped up and contributed and kind of made you guys what you are.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, Kylie Lippert, she's a senior. She's really stepped up this year. If that girl would have played 4 years of basketball, she would have been unreal. But, you know, her sophomore and junior year, she quit to focus on volleyball. And, you know, she come to me and want to know if she could play this year. Absolutely. So she's been a big contributor. You know, she's had a double-double. Then we also have KK Sharp. She's an eighth grader. Kendall Johnson, who is an eighth grader. Both of those girls can handle the ball. They can shoot. They play good, solid defense. So we can go 7 deep. We're in pretty good shape, we feel.
Yeah, talk about Nicole there, your daughter, 13 points a game. You mentioned battling an ankle injury, and I know the games I've seen, she's getting double-teamed or trying to get the ball out of her hands, and I know for any type of player, that can be frustrating, but I know she looks for the open girl, tries to make the extra pass, and playing through an injury, I know any level, it's tough to do, and she's fought through that.
Yeah, Nicole, she hurt her ankle back in the summer. Never was right. We've been to doctor after doctor. It wasn't broke. It wasn't fractured. It was just ligaments, high ankle sprain. So, you know, taping it, taking ibuprofen every game. Last year, Nicole, I think, was averaging 17-some points a game. But this year, you know, Brianna Bauer has stepped up. Ella Johnson stepped up. Kylie Lippert, you know, and then our eighth graders. And Nicole does. She does a great job of seeing the floor, and she'll hit the open girl. So we've been able to balance our scoring out and still come away with a lot of wins.
What are you guys trying to work on here in the next week and a half before, you know, district begins in less than 2 weeks?
The biggest thing we're working on right now is boxing out, rebounding, and then pushing the ball up the floor. We want to get out, transition, and cut back on our turnovers. So if we can do all that, I think we're going to be in good shape and hopefully come out with a win.
The district is seeded now moving forward starting next year. I'm assuming you're for that. 3 out of the 4 schools voted. The 39th is just one of the handful of districts that had been left, but moving forward, you'll play seed games. What was your thoughts on that moving forward?
Being seeded, I mean, I think that's the way to go. You know, that way you don't have your two best teams taking a chance on drawing each other and one of them being put out in the first round. So I think that's the only way to go. I would have liked to have seen where you play two games, you know, home and away, because this year all my seed games are away. But next year, you know, it's going to be the other way around. I was happy to see that they voted seed. You know, I don't know where we'll be next year. You know, we lose two seniors, two that play a lot, but whether we're the four seed or the one seed, I'm just glad that they decided to seed.
And to see this program kind of taking what you've done with it, I mean, you know, Patrick had it, you know, winning district championships, and then they had several different coaches there, and kind of, you know, Coach Allstat was there for a little bit, tried to rebuild the program, play some teams that they can beat and whatnot, and then you win the district last year, in the mix for the district this year. You know, you got to look back at it since you've taken over and be happy with the progress you made when, you know, there was a time when Bracken was struggling to win, you know, six, seven, eight games there for a few years.
I couldn't be more happy with our program, where they were and where we are now. All it come down to it, I just think we got girls to buy into what we were trying to do. You know, so far it's worked out. You know, district runner-up, then we win the district. We're Class A runner-up 2 years in a row, and we was right there to win both of those games. I think, you know, Bracken County has came a long way, and people just can't overlook us no more.
Yeah, let's talk about, you're going to play St. Pat there in the district. You've knocked them off twice. Of course, they're kind of rebuilding there with Coach Klee, but I'm sure you've told your girls here in the next week and a half, you know, you throw your records out the window. We've got to go out and prove it on the court. And for you guys as well, Bracken County hosting the district, you know, home floor, you practice every day, a chance to, you know, repeat as district champs right there at the Igloo.
Right. Right now, you know, records don't matter. And I tell our girls all the time, we can't overlook any team. They got Klee, Gallenstein, they got Caden Kimball. We beat them, but anything can happen. You know, Klee's an awesome player. Gallenstein, she plays really well. We just go play every game, you know, every quarter, 0-0. Hopefully it turns out in our favor and we can advance.
You kind of mentioned the district. I think you can make a case, you know, for any of the three teams. You guys obviously won it last year. Mason County, you can make a case for them. Augusta with Todd, what they've done and what he's been able to do with the program. So if you handicapped it, I think you can make a case for any of you three teams, whoever comes out and plays. And a very balanced district, I think we thought going into the season. And I think we're going to have some outstanding games there in the girls' district.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Any of the three teams could win it. I think it's just going to come down to who wants it more and, you know, if shots are falling. Because, you know, Mason County, they're very young, so they got a lot of fight, a lot of grit. Augusta, I know those players. I know what they're capable to do. Coach Kelch has done a great job, like I said, and he's going to have them prepared. I think all three teams, I mean, nothing against St. Pat, but I think the other three teams are going to be really prepared, and I'm like you. I think you're going to see a lot of good girls basketball in the district.
We move on to the region. I know you've got to get there, but I think if you throw out Clark County, and we can't throw out Clark County, what they've done, you know, as a program, but, I mean, they're just on another level. But I think really 2 through 10, you know, maybe Montgomery's 2, maybe Campbell's 3, but Nicholas, you guys, Mason, Brossard, Scott, Augusta. But I think there's quite a bit of parity, maybe 3 through 13 in the region this year. I think, you know, obviously Clark County's an anomaly, but, you know, we could see some good games in the region. And there's been some balance, I think, again, you know, 3 through 12.
Right, yeah. You know, we can't throw Clark County out, and it is what it is. But, you know, the rest of it I think can be wide open. I think it just depends on how teams are playing, you know, who's shooting the ball really well, who takes care of the ball. So come regional tournament, I think there's going to be a lot of good basketball games there. I think you'll see a lot of close games. And girls basketball, you know, I think people are starting to enjoy watching it because they get after it and they play hard for everybody.
Yeah, I think Caitlin Clark, too, there in Iowa, I think she's helped the women's game. It may not directly translate to KHSAA basketball, but see what she does. I mean, the numbers and selling out arenas and then, you know, maybe girls watching her or even boys watching her and want to see what she can do or want to get out there and be Caitlin Clark.
Right. Caitlin Clark, man, she's phenomenal. I mean, my youngest daughter, she watches Caitlin Clark all the time. She watches girls basketball all the time. So when you got girl players like that and it shows the youth what you can do if you work hard, then it just makes these girls want to work even harder. And then I think people appreciate that more. I think the community, the fans, I think they just like girls basketball if they work hard and give everything they got.
What a close here with the boys program. Of course, Terry King takes over there. They started 0-11. Your son Chase averaging nearly 19 points a game. They've really turned it around now, 10-17, but I mentioned started 0-11. I know you're incredibly proud of Chase and what he's done, and Coach King as well, kind of being patient there and building it brick by brick and starting to see some good results.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I don't think anybody thought Bracken County was going to win two or three games this year. Coach King and his staff, they came in. They've done a fantastic job. I think they ended up with 31 players, which is amazing. You know, kids coming back out, wanting to be involved. You know, Chase has really stepped up. He's played a different role than he's used to doing. I think all those boys have done a really good job considering where they was last year, how much playing time they got or didn't get. I think everybody's proud of Bracken County boys, the coaching staff in general.
Well, Troy, thanks for making some time with us. I know it's an exciting time of year, district tournament there at Bracken County. Then the girls will be at Bergman and the boys at Mesa County. But I know exciting, you know, 3-4 weeks coming up here as we get ready for postseason play.
Yeah, absolutely, Travis. I appreciate you having us and looking forward to seeing you.
Again, that was Bracken County Lady Bears basketball coach Troy Archibald. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The 10th Region Boys Basketball Coaches Association released their Hall of Fame Class of 2024 on Tuesday. Players include Jared Litzinger, Mason County, Larry Myrick, Mason County, Barry Kirk, Maysville, Garnet Halls Jr., Brooksville, Alan Stenzel, Clark County, Gabe Antrobus, Pendleton County, and Cole Hagee, Campbell County. Contributors Will Jones, Bracken County, Kenneth Smoot, Nicholas, Paris, and Fleming County, and Mel Webster, Bishop Rossard. Coaches Eric Russell, Campbell County, and John Worth, Campbell and Pendleton County. The Veterans Committee inducted players Dwight Murphy, Maysville, Steve Martin, Bracken County, Philip Holly, Montgomery County, and Corey Rogers, Clark County, and coach Phil White, Augusta. The inductees will be honored at a banquet after the season and during the finals of the boys' regional tournament. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.